His purchase price was $10,000, and he put in an additional $10,000 in improvements after purchase. He purchased it in September of 2010. He claims that it is an arm's length transaction. It's a vacation condo. He said it is not a rental. And then he has some pictures attached to it, which Wesley can pull up for you. It shows you comparables, properties that are the same as his at $32,750, another at $28,500, one at $32,700, one at $29,700, one at $29,000, and one at $32,250.
Those are actives, not solds.
I can't explain the evidence. I just give you the evidence. You want flipped?
It was purchased at $10,000?
It was purchased at, yes, purchase price was $10,000. On September 2010, he said cost of any subsequent improvements were an additional $10,000.
In our valuation currently?
$39,894.
Okay.
Chuck, do you have an opinion then?
Well, I believe he's provided you pretty good evidence. We don't have when those were listed or anything, but I trust that they're recent. I only had two sales letters that we received back in that neighborhood. One of them was at $57,300. But it's a larger unit. That was on January of last year. And then I've got one other one that was in on 10-9 of 14 for $40,000. And it actually was a larger unit as well. That's the only two sales letters I've got back. But looking at his active listings, doesn't appear he's out of line with his opinion of value.
Yep. And his opinion of value is the 32.5?
32 or 5 or 750, I forget which it was.
It was 32,500.
Yeah. Okay. On those lake condos out there, a lot of that would be location wise on Fall Creek, wouldn't it be if they're overlooking the lake or the water, and some of those don't. Some of them are front view.
This is on the side. This is his right.
I wonder if that's one of him that's payment.
Even some of those fronts go for around that down there.
What I'm asking, though, is see where it's located compared to some of the others. That would be if you listed them, see where the that particular one would be worth more than the others that are to the left that we're looking at, any of those that are on the left, because you've got a lakeside view. But now I don't know about the others that he's putting his comps. I don't know where they're at.
Some of them are Memory Lane, I noticed. I don't know where that is.
Well, see, are you familiar with it? Is everyone familiar with it? Because see all those condos that are up away from the lake?
Can you pull up the MLS again? Or his comps?
One's 24 Fall Creek, one's 26 Fall Creek. I don't know if those are names of the buildings or numbers for the buildings.
I know they've been selling the cheap out there.
Yeah.
He says his evidence is as of April 12, 2016.
That's the only thing that I can say about that one unit being there closest to the lake versus the others that are setting up away from the water.
Your taxpayers are probably waiting for a call because it's one too.
I guess we could ask him, couldn't we?
Yeah. Well, that one actually closed for less than what it's active for, but I mean, he's given active comps, which really are higher than what it actually would close for, but that number six Memory Lane right there actually sold for 27.
I'll go ahead and give him a call.
Yeah.
Whoops. Hello, is this Mr. Bridges?
It is.
Hello, I'm Mike Schofield. I'm here at the, we're here with the Taney County Board of Equalization, and I'm the chairman, and we have currently, our board members are all here, Jeff Reynolds, Randy Casey, Danny Strahan, and Brandon Williams, and we are looking at your property on 420 Fall Creek Drive, and and we were looking at the comparables, and I think your opinion is that you should be it should be reduced to 32.5. Is that correct?
Yeah, that would be more fair. I just bought one for 34.5. That was a lot better than mine, so yeah, I think that's fair.
Can you
wait a minute?
Can you hear, sir?
Yes.
Can you, on your comparables, can you give us a location-wise where we see on here that you're an outside unit next to the water, and then we have other comparables that you've sent in that are they up inside, because they've got a couple of different street names, are they up inside the other condo units that are there, or are they lakeside also?
Let me, if I'm all props, I'm driving, so I'll call you all right back, but let me go ahead as long as I have a signal here. No, my condo is not on the water. My condo is next to the road.
Well, we've got it spotted wrong then, because the one that we show is down right next to the water from that address.
Well, the building is, but my condo is out on the end. It's by the road, and it's on the bottom. I can't even see the water from my condo.
Okay.
Which one did he just purchase? 34.5.
Yeah, which one did you just purchase at 34.5? Maybe that's the one we're looking at.
Move to set the value of BOE number 2016-1 at $32,500.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, sir, you've been, I guess it's been set at 32.5.
Okay, I believe that's fair. I appreciate your help. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Anything,
I believe there is.
Do you have any evidence?
There's one page evidence, I believe.
Okay. What's he wanting it set at? I mean, does it show?
He did not put any information on his application as to value.
Well, let me ask you something. Are we reassessing his property when we don't have a value or any information that he sent in? Are we?
If I may add, I would, when you get him on the phone, I would ask him for a value. If he doesn't provide one on the form, which there's a number of them that don't have it on the form. But he surely got a sense because he didn't send the one information there from the realtor. If I also may add, the Branson Landing is a bit of a challenge that I've got coming up this coming year, because there's properties like this that are pretty nice properties, and then there's others that are just rental things that. Some of those are selling for like $50,000, I understand, $55,000. So there's quite a spread, the penthouse, the boardwalk, and the promenade. And I think his is one of the better ones. But anyway, to your question, I'd ask them the question, since you didn't provide, you know, what you think it's worth. Have you, since you filled the form out, decided what you feel like it's worth?
Because Neely, whenever they ask for information or ask to be put on it, don't you give them
a complete packet,
and in that packet it says the criteria that. Right, I understand. So, I don't know that Jeff knows.
We send an information packet. We try and explain to them the process on how to calculate assessed valuation, what market value is. We try and explain it to the taxpayer so they understand before they come in. We give them a complete, there's like 5 or 6 pages to it to fill out. We got one page with only the top portion filled out. That's all we have returned, but I still have to present it to you.
Gotcha. So something like this, there's no evidence, there's nothing being presented, so I don't know how we can.
Unless he gave you verbal evidence.
Well, what was that on that page? It was to.
Normally there'll be either, typically what they're supposed to bring to us is an actual assessment, or I mean an actual appraisal.
Appraisal.
Or some sort of, you know, in the case of a business, they'll bring a. An appraisal based on, you know, the income approach, the cost approach.
Or the comparables approach.
Well, he's giving you 2 comparables right there.
Yeah, but.
Evidence can be anything.
Right. But like what Chuck just said, that's a tricky, and you know that, that's a tricky area. So.
Well, I mean, the ones above the Hilton and the Promenade are one section, the condo hotels, and then they have the ones on the backside, which are the non-nightly rental units that they can use, that they're living in. They're a little bit on this price range. So you can get some comparables that are within that same building. That building's in 310. What's this building in?
210.
210.
And the other thing, just so you know, you have the ability, or the Board of Equalization has the ability to send it on to the State Tax Commission, and that's not necessarily a bad thing as much as it's a let them rule on it and they have the final say, so that nothing can be changed anyways.
If it goes on to the State Tax Commission, it does more.